The Washington Post ran an article titled, "Did you buy that latte 2 hours ago? Think about leaving the coffee shop." The article told the story of a shop called Bread First, run by James Beard Award nominee Mark Furstenberg. Bread First is a very popular shop in D.C., and it's often hard to find a seat. So Furstenberg has taken to politely telling customers to get out. Seriously, if Furstenberg notices that a customer has been there with the same cold cup of coffee for 2 hours or more, and it's peak business time, he'll gently inform them that his shop is not their second office. And that led us to wonder, how do you know you've stayed too long at your favorite coffee shop? During the morning or afternoon rush, there are several Rochester coffee shops in which it can be hard to find a seat. One of them is Poor Coffee Parlor off Park Avenue, which opened in the spring of 2014. It's become a very popular place with plenty of regular customers, including me, and I confess I have referred to Poor as my second office sometimes, so I've invited Poor's manager, Leah Dalton, to explain. How do you know when you've stayed too long? Leah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Evan?
I'm good. I should stop calling it my second office, I guess. is that insulting to you and the Poor staff?
It's not. In fact, we have outlets near every single table so that people can be as comfortable as possible there.
I cannot be the only person who jokingly refers to it as my second office.
No, you definitely are not.
Okay. So this story out of D.C., did it surprise you?
It didn't surprise me at all. That's definitely not the take that we want to have at Poor, just because we want to give our customers whatever they want, how we can best serve them. But that definitely seems to be the feeling at most other shops I've either worked at or been to.
Okay. So have you ever kicked anyone out?
Nope, never.
Not for staying too long?
Never.
Monopolizing space?
Nope. I don't think anyone that's worked there has ever done that.
There has to be moments, though, where you kind of look around going, really?
There is sometimes when all of the tables are taken up, and people have been there for like 4 hours and they got one coffee 4 hours ago, you kind of hope that maybe they'll share their table or give up their seat, but we don't want to make people uncomfortable and we want it to be a space that they can come to and enjoy and do what they got to do.
What is the longest someone has stayed?
I think somebody stayed there for an entire 8 hour shift. From when somebody came in and opened, someone came in, and then they went to clock out, and that person was still sitting there.
What were they doing? Do you know? I mean, are they reading a book?
They were on their laptop working.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about etiquette, because if the question is, how do you know you've stayed too long? For me, if I'm at your shop, and I'm there for more than an hour, I will order another drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't try to overload on caffeine. I need it one in the morning, one shot in the morning. So I'll get a decaf something, or I will order something because I feel compelled to because I'm sitting there using your space. And I want to ask you, first of all, is that the right etiquette move, and how would you advise people on the etiquette?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that most of our customers are very courteous about that. They'll order a coffee when they first get there. If they're going to hang out for the day, they'll usually get lunch, maybe another coffee, something for dessert after, which that's great. Another thing is if you're going to hang out for a while, I would recommend being kind of mindful. And if you see that the seats are filling up, maybe go up to a customer who's looking for a seat and be like, hey, I'll share my table with you because, you know, then there's plenty of space.
There have been moments where you walk in and it's like you've got a four-seat table and one person's
yes.
there and the place is packed. And that's, again, you're so kind to your customers, Leah, but that's kind of got to drive you a little crazy.
Yeah, and my biggest concern is that the new customers coming in, obviously they're just as important to us as the customers who have been there for 4 hours. So, you know, it's a hard balance of how to serve both of those customers well. We don't want to kick people out, but we want to make room for people coming in.
Now, there's a double-edged sword here. I don't want our listeners to think you can never go to Poor and get a seat, because most of the time you can.
Yeah.
What are the busiest hours for you?
The busiest hours, usually in the morning, sometime between like 10 and 12, and then sometimes in the afternoon it's a little busy around 3. Other than that, you can usually always find a seat.
Yeah, I've come in the afternoon and it's jamming. And so I know you're not kicking people out, but have you seen it in other shops? This can't be the first. This DC story that got all this publicity can't be the first. There have to be some who will ask customers, are you going to order anything else? And if not, you know, are you going to get out of here?
Yeah, there definitely is. I don't know if that's true for any of the shops around here, but that's definitely a thing.
Okay. Any possible expansion plans for you? Because it's a good problem to have if it's hard for people to find a seat, but you want to do something to help them. So are you thinking about expanding?
Not in our current location. We did just add a patio, which is about another 25, 30 seats. So that has helped a little bit.
When you are a customer, are you a coffee drinker, by the way?
Oh, definitely.
I assume, but I've never seen you drinking coffee. You're always working. If you are somewhere else drinking coffee, what is your rule of thumb? If you are, because for me, it's an hour. If you're there for how long, and then you say, I've got to order something else or I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, I think an hour is a pretty safe bet. If you want to order, you know, you want to stay there for 8 hours and you order 8 drinks, that's fine with me.
2 hours, I think, is where it starts to get excessive. So do you consider what's going on with coffee in Rochester sort of a hot moment? I mean, I look at, we've talked to the folks from Fuego, and certainly Joe Bean, of course, is kind of a trendsetter, and we're hearing other expansion plans. How would you describe the landscape of where Pour fits in and what's going on in Rochester?
I think the kind of what's going on with the coffee scene in Rochester, it's great. It's really encouraging to see really good coffee kind of growing, and we're really happy to be a part of that. I think we all are kind of working together as a team, all the different shops, just to bring really great, good quality coffee, and we're all friends, and it works out really well.
And maybe some of us should take a hint once in a while, because you're not going to ever come out and say, you're not going to kick us out.
Nope. We won't.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Evan.